Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Martha Nyla Williams with the Nomi Nomi Institute, a 24-hour human developmental process and a foundation for learning based on God's word. We greet everyone with the greetings of peace. Assalamu alaikum again. We seek refuge with Allah from the shaitan, the rejected enemy of mankind. That which influences our mind to leave the remembrance of Almighty, the Almighty. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, we give up in testimony that Allah is the one God. There are no partners with Allah. Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, is a servant and messenger of Allah. Greetings of peace to all again as we look at the word in Arabia. Tonight's episode, tonight's episode, we're asking the question, where are we headed to our destiny? Do we even know what our destiny is? And so we before we can understand, are we headed to our destiny or what is our destiny? Or do we even know what our destiny is? Who are we? Who are we? Well, the we in this instance is referring to the human being. And the human being
is an entity that has been blessed to exist in a realm of existence in the universe, living within the universe, meaning living with Almighty as established. And so living within truth, that means that everything that exists has its eventual outcome. Every tree will bear leaves. L-E-V-A-L-E-L-E-A-T-E-S. Will bear leaves. And leaves. Some will bear seeds and leaves. And then there are and other stuff. They're animals that will come and they will live out their lives. And they will leave. So it is with the human being. It will live out this life leaving. But when it leaves, where does it go? What happens to the animals? What happens to the leaves that eventually drop off from the tree, even though there are fruit on the tree? Not that with the leaves and the branches and the limbs and the roots about living and leaving. But we're going to work out talking about the human being. The human being, as we see the formation of the human being, and we see in relation to everything else, the human being has this ability to speak. Yes, it has the ability to speak, bring from its thinking thoughts that resonate in the mind, and then the human being speaks. And these thoughts, the seeds the seed with the human being, in reference to the human being having the ability to speak and the ability to think, well, the seed, the thoughts, the seed of everything are words. Well, and before the words, then there are the letters. And we would say a letter, right? We would say a chair, a car, a book. And then we would say an. An apple, an avenue, and then we will say the book, the chair, the apple, the avenue. So as we speak in general, a or an. Then we speak more specific, the. That means the words, the very words that we're speaking, they have a destiny. They have an end result. They have what we're referring to. The words identify what we are referring to. So when we say even the word destiny, we want to know, what is it all about? What is destiny all about? Relationship with the human being. Well, we have to know then that the human being did not bring itself into existence. the human being was brought into existence. And because the human being was brought into existence, then the human being responds to that which brought it into existence. We're not making this hard, you see. The destiny is from that, is back to that which brought thing into existence. That's our destiny. Very simple, isn't it? The moment we come into existence, our time is being counted. Time of existence. Same thing like the leaves on the tree that fall. Same thing like the insects that come and they go. Same thing like the animals that live out their existence and they leave. The human being also lives out its existence and it leaves. But where does it go? Back into the realm that the Creator created. But is there something a little different about our returning or our going back into that realm, that original process? Is there something different about our returning from the returning of the insects and the animals and the leaves on the tree or a flower bush or anything like that? Is there something different for the human being? Well, because we have the ability to read and to learn, we have come to read and study that, yes, our awareness, the human being's awareness, comes to realize that it is aware, it knows that it is existing. You see, it doesn't realize that it's existing. It's here. But it doesn't have to think that process through. It doesn't have to recognize that it's here. And what is it going to do? It doesn't have to respond that way. It may think out its processes of eating and sleeping and tomorrow. Stop thinking about it. So let me take a moment here and share something with you. You know, that, as we said, the animals don't have to think about it. But we certainly do. We have to think about it. And sometimes it bothers our sleep. We find ourselves worrying about it. We want to know, how is everything going to end? What's going to happen to me? Am I going to know what's happening to me? And is it going to be something terrible? What's going to take place? So when we speak about our destiny, the Creator has truly bless us. Something beautiful. Listen to this.
I'm about my neighbor. How she lost her son to the street. It starts off with a prayer. It goes something like this. From my life, God give me
When it returns, oh, you, because we can think, then we already know.
Thank you. I bear witness that there is but one God. I bear witness that there is but one God, lively to for last prayer. Come lively to for last prayer. Come lively to the human cultivation, the human developmental process. Come lively. God is greater. There is none but the one God, Allah. And so the human being hearing this every day, five times a day, is on a path of connection, having a relationship with the Creator. What does that do? The life, the living of the human being, its intellect is being developed as it lives in the realm of getting food and clothing and shelter. It comes to realize that there
living has been exemplified in that of Muhammad, the prophet, to the people. That life, that the one hearing this declaration five times a day, every day, began to study the life of that one who has exemplified how to go through this life, why we're going through this life. And so the revelation was received, explaining, and it is the Quran, explaining the life of the human being to the human being, giving the human being information to form his life. So the human being reads the Quran daily, reads the Quran so that it will understand that its destiny is with its Lord. And so the first information, first revelation revealed to the messenger, people, that first information revealed was the Quran. And the Quran, that which is studied, because it is the truth. And it is a mercy, dear Lord, in essence. The Lord is forever present. But when we turn ourselves to the Quran, to read the Quran and pray, then we have turned our conscious, and we're going to go through the Times Square dictionary, and we're going to look at the word Quran and read what it says. And I'm reading from page 753 of the Hans Weyer Dictionary. To read, to recite, to peruse, to study, to greet, or to salute, to extend greetings, to reckon with, to take into account, or have someone read. And now, that's actually Quran, and it says, like the Quran. Now, that's the letter Q, hard Q, cough, and the letter R, ra, and the letter alif, the letter A, alif, farana, which will take us to the Quran. Okay, and that is on page Farana.
Quran is on page 760. And it's Qaf Ra Alif Nun. And it says close union, close connection, conjunction, marriage, or wedding. That's Qaranah. Qaranah. Again, Qareen, affiliated, associated, companion, comrade, consort. So when we think of the Quran, we think of our life being a connection or that which is a union. So we look at ourselves as an individual and we realize a union is supposed to take place. And when we think about that union, then we ask ourselves the question, then what am I supposed to unite myself with? Once we unite ourselves with the word, that's the Quran. Once we unite ourselves with the word of Almighty God, Allah, or our Lord, with the word from our Lord, once we marry the word from our Lord, once we connect with it, once we unite with it, become one with the word, then we can partner with another human being. And when we look for the partner in the human family, to realize that there is an opposite in the human family. There is the male and there is the female. And we come to know that we're to relate with the opposite or with the opposite of ourselves because in the words in the Quran, the association, the familiarity, the connection, the union, there is the masculine and the feminine. And the masculine and the feminine are opposite, but yet they are alike. They are alike in the sense of they are human, they are of human characteristics, but they are unlike in their duty, in their approach to their duties. And so they're unlike because they are to connect. And so you have the masculine and you have the feminine in the written form. And you have the masculine and feminine in the physical form. And so because there's a connection in the masculine and feminine in the word, in the word, in the written word, then we see the masculine and feminine in the physical form that has been formed by a word from their Lord. So the message here is that the destiny, a part on the road to our ultimate for the masculine and the feminine to connect, to form their union. So when we read the Quran, then we see the Qaranah, we see the connection. So we connect with one another, and then we connect together to the word and ultimately our destiny, the word command is for us to be. Let's go to kun,
in Arabic. Kun fayakun. Kun is on page, well, one moment. That's Kaf. Kaf is noted as a letter that speaks for saying the word. The word. And because it is the letter that begins the name called the book, Tab. So the Kitab is a book, but it's a book for the servant to follow. Kitab, this Kitab, El Kitab, the book. So when we see Kun, and it says Kun, Kun is a verb. It's a verb, it's an action. So what is the action, what is it speaking to? As the verb has a mate, it has a union between the verb, there's a union between the verb and the subject. And so the subject here is the human being. And the word kun is on page 842. Kun, or kana. It is a place where one is sheltered, it says, cover, shelter, retreat, refuge, excuse me, nest, home, house. That's to be in existence, right? Let's go to page 841. Starting of Kana. Hold one moment. We want the actual just Kun. I'm going to go to Cap Wow Noon. And Cap Wow Noon, because it is, we've been granted our existence. The wow indicates that. I'm just going to insert that because I know we don't have enough time to go into the explanation of it. But Kun, Wow Noon, is on page 848. Kaf Wow Noon. Created. Consisting, composed, made up, formed. That's the Kun. So when the word is said be, and it is, Kun Faya Kun.